My name is Steve Price. I'm one of the pastors here of Trinity, and it is my privilege to welcome you to tonight's musical offering. We are so appreciative of our combined choirs under the direction of Alice Wallace and our musicians that are here with us tonight for taking the time to prepare and offer this to us, and look forward to hearing this cantata that will take us on a journey, the journey of Holy Week through the Passion of Christ and to the tomb. This particular work is composed by a man by the name of Joseph Martin. Our choirs do a lot of material by Joseph Martin, and I want you to know tonight, as a little bit of a preview, that in about 6 weeks, Joseph Martin will be here with us. He will be doing a choral workshop on Saturday with our choirs. Joe is also an exceptional pianist and will be offering a piano concert that Saturday night. And then we'll lead on Sunday morning some of his works with our choirs, offering them in worship. And so that will be the weekend of Mother's Day. So mark that as a very special way to celebrate Mother's Day this year in just a few weeks. If you're looking for a place to worship on Sunday and do not already have one, we certainly invite you to come back for Easter celebrations here. There will be one out in the Memorial Garden that begins at 7 a.m., and then our three regularly scheduled worship services here in the Worship Center at 8:15, 9:40, and 11 a.m. Now, I know that you are going to want to show your appreciation to these folks tonight. And because of the nature of the music and where it will leave us at the end, in terms of being in a place of reflection and solemnity, I'm going to invite you to go ahead and take a moment now to offer your clap praise for them. I know that you join me in appreciating what they do to prepare this music, and the best way you can show your appreciation at the end tonight is for us to simply leave in silence and reflect on what we have experienced. So with that, I'll turn it over and say thank you once again.
God in a thousand miraculous ways. With each golden sunrise, God renews the shining promises of life within us. In the noonday, He decorates our journey of faith with the magnificent colors of peace and joy. In the evening, each sparkling star splashes silver promise among the canvases of our soul. How great is our God the Creator! How marvelous is the art of His hand! Like a gallery of grace, God's eternal truth is gifted to us in vivid hues of hope and assurance. In the brilliance of the universe, we glimpse the glory of God. Yet the glory pales in comparison to the radiant splendor of Jesus. In Him, we see the true colors of divine love and grace. Nothing can compare with the surpassing beauty of knowing Him. Today, as we gather to consider His remarkable life, may our vision be renewed, and as we worship, may we clearly see God's perfect portrait of grace. Hear this word from John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. beauty of Jesus the Savior. Jesus is the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He is the rose of Sharon and the fairest of 10,000. No poet's rhyme is sufficient to describe his glory. No painter's brush can adequately express the beauty of the one who loved us and gave himself for us. Though in his earthly appearance he had no beauty that we should desire him, the perfection of his holiness outshines even the brightest and best of heaven's angels. The beauty of Jesus, the healer. The Gospel of Matthew tells us that Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. Jesus was moved by compassion for those in need. In his graceful touch, we see with perfect clarity his service to body, mind, and spirit. Through his ministry and humility, Christ, the great physician, fulfilled the scripture. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, and by his wounds we are healed. The beauty of Jesus the King. Jesus' work was a steady procession of promise. As he traveled throughout the land, his teaching and acts of healing endeared him to the people. His miracles of mercy and grace led many to proclaim him the long-awaited Messiah. As his fame continued to grow, so too did the people's hope that he was the rightful heir to David's throne. Wherever he went, large groups of people followed him, As Jesus entered the ancient city of Jerusalem, the crowd surged and a parade of palms began to move throughout the city. The people started to shout, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The whole gathering of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen. For just a moment, it seemed as though the entire world was following them. After his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, Jesus continued to teach and call the people to faith. As the time approached for his traditional Hebrew commemoration of Passover, he gathered with his disciples in a cloistered upper room. There, he revealed to them the deeper truths of his mission of redemption. In this poignant setting, Christ shared a new covenant with his chosen one, a sacred bond established in divine love and mercy. As we pause to reflect on the beauty of this scene, let us remember that in the simple elements of bread and wine, God created a portrait of grace.
Thank you.
man of sorrow. That same evening, Jesus took three of his disciples with him to a walled garden where he often prayed. There, underneath a canopy of olive trees, he confronted the deep shadows that gathered near. He prayed to his Father for relief, but surrendered to the greater purpose that had sent him to earth. Kneeling in the quiet solitude of Gethsemane, Jesus faced his destiny and chose the path of grace. Jesus the Redeemer. Jesus was delivered to Pilate's court, where he was interrogated. Bowing to pressure from the religious leaders of the day, Pilate handed him over to be beaten and crucified. Centurions placed a purple robe on his back and a twisted crown of thorns upon his head. Kneeling before him, they mocked him, calling out, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they led him to a place called Golgotha, where they crucified him, along with two common criminals. As the sun arched across the darkened sky, the cross began to cast a shadow of redemption across the land. As Jesus uttered his parting words from the cross, he spoke forgiveness and mercy into eternity. Upon that wind-swept hill, he reached out with open arms to a world lost in sin and sorrow. With one last gesture of eternal love, Jesus gathered his children close to his heart.
Let us gather.
beauty of Jesus, the grace giver. Many years have passed since that terrible day of sorrow. The silhouette of the empty cross has now become a universal portrait of grace to the world. The beauty of this sacred image is beyond compare in the eyes of those who love Jesus. It is the living ark of heaven, the crowning glory of Christ's redeeming work. This is our sacred season of remembrance. This is our time to recall, reflect, and repent. As we gaze upon the cross of Christ, let us bring his extraordinary life to our hearts and minds. May we recommit our lives to his grand design and reflect his beauty in our own lives. May we lean willingly into the potter's hand and submit to be fashioned by his will, trusting that he is faithful to finish the work he has already begun in us. Finish us, Lord Jesus. We surrender all.